talk about some dick, didn't you?
Anyway.
I was talking about, like, weird things you got from my house, like a candy.
I got $5.
I was trying to say, I got a tomato once.
I got $20 once. Actually, I got $20 last year.
What?
It was for a food thing.
I meant weird as in, like, not good. Like,
oh. Who here actually gave their UNICEF boxes back?
No, what?
Who here actually gave their UNICEF boxes back?
What's a UNICEF box?
Not this guy.
Well, UNICEF is an organization that helps with, like, poverty in third world countries.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't know what John's talking about.
Yeah.
Every year they send you out.
No, it doesn't. Don't tell her. Save her the pain. Save her the pain.
And you're like, oh, can I have, like, money for UNICEF?
While you're getting treatments, yeah.
I never...
That's like...
The church I go to now, the youth group does a food drive every Halloween.
That was like $20.
For Christmas time.
Nice.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the weirdest thing I ever got from a house... Huh. Oh, well, this is kind of a double-edged sword, but the weirdest thing I got from a house is this guy was giving out candy, like, I guess, like, gum, and there was literally, like, shards of glass in the gum, and he got arrested.
I mean, I heard a story about that.
Like, horrifying. And so, like, I remember finding this plastic of Hubba Bubba, and you could see, like, a break in it. I was like, hon, what did that is? And I broke open it, and I looked inside, and it was just like, you know, those single packs. And there was like I was like, that's a piece of glass. And like, he was like sticking nails through candy and stuff. Like, this guy was crazy.
Yeah, I never experienced anything like that, but I meant like, yeah, exactly. Like, things that you got pull out of your bag, and you're like, what the fuck is that? Like, why did I get that?
I still think floss and a toothbrush was it.
That's weird.
Like, I got an unopened pack, like a toothbrush, like an unopened toothbrush, and a small pack of floss.
Yeah, I got that too.
Yeah.
People telling you to brush your damn teeth on Halloween.
Yeah, that's not too weird, but that's still pretty weird.
Let's see. When I was 16. I went and trick-or-treated an obvious party, like just a bunch of people fucking partying, and I went and trick-or-treated it, and they gave me a Mickey of Jack Daniels.
Oh, wow.
I take it.
I did take it. It was just a... All right,
yeah.
I called up my buddy, and I was like, I just got a Mickey. And he's like, no way. And I'm like, I did.
That's fair. That's fucking dumb. Okay.
Yep. Other than that, just, you know, what?
Yeah, pop, I think for me, like, the other, I guess, the other shit that was always cool was, like, just getting those, like, the full, like, big-ass fucking candies and stuff.
Okay.
Sad,
like, on the opposite of what Andrew asked, how about the absolute best thing? Other than giant candy bars, obviously.
Yeah. That was my shit.
So there was this one lady, and every year she had literally a giant cauldron. It was like 16 gallons. And she'd make apple cider with like wine and a kind of rum. And she was super old and she never really cared.
Giving wine and rum to someone?
Well, she couldn't tell your age. Yeah. So, and she'd only give you a small bit, but she wouldn't give it to young kids, obviously. But once we were old enough, like once we were like 16, 17, she'd start giving us glasses. And that was the best thing. It was the best. When my dad went trick-or-treating with us when we were younger, he'd always go by this house so we could get a glass of it. Like, it was pretty much, it was the adult stop that eventually we got allowed to go to. Which was the best. That always made me happy. Fucking delicious, too.
For me, I'd say it was the one year we did a church thing. instead of going trick-or-treating because it was too cold.
What was so good about it?
The giant bag of candy at the end.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Where was that, Jaden?
That is a good question. I think it was the church in Forest Lawn, or one of them. Oh, it was the one right by Barlow Maxwell. Or not Barlow Maxwell.
Stop eating your microphone, please.
You.
You're deep throating it.
I can go lower.
I'd really appreciate it if you did.
Stop.
You crazy Christians and your Halloweens.
But that's the funny thing. We weren't Christian. We just ended up going.
I mean, that's why my church is, but other people would come.
We never went back.
I think the only time I ever had a church when
let me take your hopes and dash them asunder.
I think the goal was more like a safe, fun place for kids to hang out. So
Halloween was always safe. It was all the drugs and alcohol you just had to worry about.
Exactly.
Nothing bad.
And all the drugs you didn't get in your
all the edibles. Candy. Yeah, man, I got so many edibles in my candy.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I think they all went my dad though.
I mean,
the rich stoner neighborhood. Bro.
I wish.
Full bars of like edible candy bars.
You know? I wish. That would be the best. That
would have a lineup.
But it would never happen because then it would be seen as giving drugs to kids.
Yeah.
Which I mean,
unless you ID'd at the door.
This is the new adult Halloween.
Yep. And you give up booze. But again,
booze and edibles.
I think they just call that clubbing.
No, man, no. They're not doing anything.
It's not for free.
And they're not staying there. They're giving them shit, and then they leave.
I do not advocate giving children alcohol or drugs.
That's what we're not.
I said, no.
I think they are, Sarah. You should.
I said above 18. You ID'd at the door.
Oh, yeah, but have you heard of fake IDs?
That's not my problem.
Well,
they're smart enough to get a fake ID.
According to Alberta law, it is your problem.
I mean, I can look at an ID, and if it's fake, I'll, you know. But at the same time, I can't go out there and be like, kids, stop buying fake IDs. Like, they're going to listen to me.
How do you know they won't? I thought you were a voice of your generation.
Because maybe of mine, but like, there's a lot of different generations.
I thought you're young and hip.
True.
I mean,
look, you spell your name with an E. It's so crazy. I mean, you push it so hard. It's just.
I push it to the limit.
I know. So I imagine that you're at the cusp. You're at the absolute cusp.
No, I'm at the cusp. I'm at the point of no return, John.
Exactly. You're so far in.
No return.
Like there's that you don't follow fads. Fads follow you. I get it. Soon everyone will be putting
drinking coffee before it was cool. That's how you burnt your lip, right?
That's me. I was the guy.
I survive on that shit. Cool.
Yeah, you really do.
So do I.
Speaking that's part of the industry, let's be honest.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was taking a drink of my coffee. silence.
The last time I got drunk enough to throw up was on that was like you.
Ah, yes, the party Halloweens. Moving into the later years.
Those are always fun. Unless you're working.
When you hit your 20s.
I have never had a Halloween party.
I have never had
a party for Halloween, and this year will be the
first. I don't think I've ever.
I've been to some crazy ones. I mean.
I think once or twice, but I don't really. I don't think I actually could.
I didn't have any friends in my early 20s.
I went to a crazy one where I did a bunch of acid with a buddy. And it was his girlfriend. It was her friends. And no offense to everyone there, but I was just out of my mind. And there was this girl who was really into me. Like really into me. And it's not that I wasn't into her. I was just, my mind was gone. And everyone was dressed up. And I'm trying to remember what I was dressed up as. But I had a pretty good costume that year. I just can't remember. But I ended up like, oh, I remember just doing my own thing. And I was the only one who answered the door to get the kids. So, like, I'd show up to the door and they'd be like, trick or treat. And I'd be like, hello, kids. Happy Halloween. Here's your candy. Oh,
see, I like that too. I did like staying home sometimes to actually, like,
yeah,
I did this at a giant Halloween party that devolved. It devolved quickly. And being on acid, it was just, it was a lot more fun. And the best thing was, is like, me, because my buddy was on acid with me, like, his girlfriend was like, oh, no, all that stuff was actually happening. You guys weren't that bad. And it's like, you know, because, like, there was, that party was crazy, but at the same time, disgusting. Crazy.
Bunch of wild and crazy guys.
My favorite Halloween as an adult so far, I'll be honest, was I had worked until around 9, and then I walked over to Booker's over on, like, right in downtown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everyone was dressed up. It was nice. I got wasted. I don't remember the night after that.
I had to... I had to do a Halloween about 4 or 5 years ago. Again, I did a bunch of acid. And it was just a party with friends. But that's not what mattered. Oh, hello. Thank you for the sub, Abyssal Torment. We're just talking about Halloweens from the past. And Kim Chilla, thank you for the follow.
Whoa.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're just talking about Halloween's past, and we got 6 people watching. Holy Hera! Wow, that is
John. Just so you know, I'm pretty sure that's K. Michael H.
K. Michael H.
Yeah, because it's me.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh, who would you work with?
Oh, I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
But
Andrew, it's our friend.
That's not fake.
No, it's our friend from Best Place Ever.
Again, not very, like...
Who, it's under door number 3.
Captain Badass, I'm hoping, in the flesh.
Yeah, see?
Is no.
It's not Badass.
No, I don't know. I don't remember. Usernames are hard.
That's the point.
I'm trying to say it without saying the name.
You're giving, like, the most vaguest details possible.
You could almost just type it in Discord. You could almost just type it in Discord.
Did he talk a lot?
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay.
More than me.
Okay.
Does that answer the question?
It does.
Anyway, I was going to say...
welcome to the stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the follow.
I haven't been on in a while, so I've been doing this talk show for a bit.
So. Yeah.
I kind of just hopped in. Showed up off the streets.
Yeah. Seriously. Oh, I got completely derailed. But,
perfect.
Something about acid and Halloween.
Yes. Yeah. So the second time, so another story where I did a bunch of, it wasn't even about the Halloween I was going to talk about. Leading up to it, I was working at a coffee shop and we were asked by our manager if we wanted to do the setup either like 2 weeks later, like middle of November, or do it the day after Halloween. And my manager, her anniversary is Halloween, so she didn't want to do it. And I'm like, no, I'm seriously going to do a bunch of drugs that night. I really don't want to come into work the next day at 8 in the morning. But the entire staff decided, you know, hey, let's all vote to do it the day after Halloween. And so I went to my manager and I was completely honest. I said, I'm not changing my plans. I am still going to do all the acid I plan to do. And she's like, you know what, Jonathan? You do it. And so I did. And I came into work. I was there at 8 o'clock. And all we did, she's like, she gave everyone tasks to set up for Christmas because major coffee chain. I won't say which. And she's just like, here, come with me. Come with me. And we go down to the basement and all I do for 8 hours is unpack things and throw up boxes. And I do it with her, and because she also still celebrated her anniversary, and it was the best. I mean, it was the worst because I was still fucking just wrecked. But all I did for 8 hours was sit in a basement storage room and just break down boxes and rearrange the shelves. And it was the best. Oh, I missed that store. I mean, I don't miss getting paid minimum wage and not being treated like a valued employee, but I definitely...
That doesn't happen here. Don't lie to me.
I definitely valued that. And her name, it's too bad. Everyone makes fun of her name.
Her name is It's Too Bad? Oh, okay.
I don't want to say that, it, but everyone...
That makes sense why people make fun of her name.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is like, yeah, I've had some fun Halloweens. I mean, it's kind of... If I'm sure I'd be doing something because it'd be my 30th Halloween. I wanted to do... I mean, who didn't want to do a bunch of stuff this year? That's the question of the millennia. But yeah, I don't know. Adult Halloweens are definitely different than kid Halloweens.
I mean, that depends what you do. Because let's be real, people still go trick or treating as adults, with or without kids.
Yeah.
You imagine like being so addicted to Halloween, you like rent kids to go trick or treating with.
Questionable territory, I will
take,
be honest.
Take kid rentals, be like, pay a family $100 to have their kids for the night, and they're like, you get half the trick or treating proceeds, the other half goes to me.
I mean, that's not a bad business idea.
I mean, that would be fucking hilarious, is what that is.
But, like, you might want to do, like, police checks and stuff. It's like having a babysitter for Halloween.
Yeah.
No one ever does police checks on babysitters.
Having a dog walker for Halloween.
No, let's be honest. Kids are more like cats. You'd be kind of a cat walker.
No.
That's absolutely amazing. Hire a dog walker. Put your kids on a leash. What are you doing to your kids? No, no, no. They're dressed up like dogs. It's fine. It's just the dog experience.
It's okay when it's a different story.
Exactly. If it's wholesome, like Halloween.
There's only one time here this happens.
Not every other day. I promise.
What about anyone have any scary stories from Halloween?
I have a scary story not from Halloween.
But I mean, I guess
that's not the theme for tonight.
I mean, I have scary stories
occasionally. Oh.
This guy grew up in a haunted house. So.
I remember when I showed up to work and I worked for a boy's friend out of my mind on weed and acid for funsies, and the LCO almost fired me for it. Yeah. Yeah, that's I've done that. But thank God I worked for a brainless job, so I didn't have to actually think.
I once did that accidentally.
Oh, impressive.
But yeah. Other than, like, anyone actually have a scary story from Halloween? Like, I remember my sister ran over a black cat on Halloween. I was in the car with her. And I was like, no.
That's scary. That's sad.
I had to convince her that it was a good thing because it almost crossed our path. But instead, she ran it over. So it like negated the bad luck, right?
It doesn't give you bad luck.
I mean, like, you always hear about scary stories and ghost stories because this guy's at Abyssal Torment's asking how we try to be scary. I'm just wondering, I've never heard of a scary story actually on Halloween. Like, I mean, I've seen enough movies on it, but I've never actually heard of a real life one.
Yeah, my Halloween's have all been.
Like, I've never actually heard of a real Halloween scary story.
The worst that I've had is, like, I watched too many. just got a little jumpy.
I mean, yeah, like, there's always, like, but that's what I mean. You always hear about the movies and stuff, but I've heard many, many ghost stories in my time, but never around Halloween.
Right? It's weird.
That's why it's like, because, like, there's so many times where me and my friends would just get, when we were kids, we would just get fucking just hammered and go hang out in the graveyard.
I mean, and that's like, that's normal. Let's be honest.
Although that is how I saw the cult, actually. But that wasn't Halloween. That was just another random night. But yeah,
I don't have anything for Halloween.
Yeah,
it's weird, man.
I mean, I skipped class a lot to go and just smoke in the graveyard across the street,
and I used to bang in the graveyard.
Getting mugged on Halloween. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of scary, just mugging in general.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think. Scared. Yeah, no. Oh, I mean, like, I have scary stories in terms of, like, I was at a party, and it was a Halloween party, and it was, like, 17 or 18, I don't know, sometime when we were in high school. And we were at one buddy's house, and he lived on his own with a friend of ours. And so we're all metalheads, like huge metalheads. And these four guys and a girl who were very preppy looking. I don't know how else to say it. Very, very well dressed. They're essentially, I think, I'm pretty sure they were just from the high school and they just heard about the party and just came. They looked like they didn't belong, essentially. This is the easiest way I could say it. They walked into the wrong party, and my buddy came over to me, came up, and he kind of walked over to them in the kitchen, because they just walked right through the middle of the party, and everyone, it was like, yeah, that's the best way, posh looking motherfuckers, and like, it was like, everyone stared at them when they walked in, and they just kind of looked at everyone and just walked into the kitchen, and my buddy who was living there, he got up, and he went over, and we could hear him be like, yo, dudes, nothing against you guys, but you just walked into the wrong party. If you guys really don't want to get hurt, you guys should probably leave. And they're like, why would anyone hurt us? And they're like, oh, it's not me. Don't worry about me. But there's a lot of people here and a lot of people. And it's just, yeah.
Don't understand what a mental is like.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people are unstable. And just like, basically just told them nicely, like, you walked into the wrong party, and then they nicely left. But it was funny. I still remember it, because everyone stared at them. It was like, you might as well have just turned off the music. It was like out of a bad movie.
Who are you? Why are you here?
I forget who they were. Man, it's been so long. That was like 13, 14 years ago. I'm so old.
You're not old.
That doesn't matter.
You are.
Exactly. As long as you're young at heart, and you eat the heart of a child every year.
Is that the secret to Keanu Reeves? And
you're all doing it wrong. Kali Ma, you bathe in the blood. That's how you do it.
No, you eat the heart, and then you bathe in the blood.
Brother blood, yes.
It's all about bathing in the blood of the innocent. I mean, how else do you think Keanu Reeves does it? Right?
No, man. It's,
How do you define innocent?
That's why he's so nice to him all the time, because he gets the nicest people that come to him. And it's
Jennifer Aniston.
Is innocent?
Wrong.
No. Hugh Jackman.
He uses the technique.
I get it. Yeah. Or if you just use a lot of it, you know.
Chat says we're wrong. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they know the secret to life.
You're wrong. Sorry, I'll let you finish.
Sacrifice them to gods, the chat gods.
That's fair too.
Be forever mortalized in death.
Immortalized or monetized?
Dun, dun, dun.
That's a matter of opinion.
I think both at the same time.
Both good.
Or a little bit in.
But yeah, I think it's funny how, like, so many scary stories have been built up around Halloween, but never actually heard of one in my life. Not a real one. All the scary stories I've ever heard have always been around Halloween. Which is, you know, it kind of makes sense. You always build up something that doesn't happen.
I mean, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, something.
I mean, you want scary stories not from Halloween?
Go for it. If you got any, go for it.
I got an actual ghost story.
Go for it. You got some time left.
I used to work in a university pub.
Can I know which one?
I mean, I'm not supposed to know.
Just say the name. Anyways. Was it the Gateway or was it the Den?
The Hub.
Oh, the Hub.
Oh,
yeah. Please. Oh, now I'm really interested.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the whole 8 months I was there.
Wait, it's shutting down?
Do we have a time? Do we have a time? Like a date?
Most of last year. Like, I was there September of 2018 to 8 months later.
Okay. Please continue.
So, the whole time I was there, I would often close alone, which sucks. And, well, one of the nights, actually kind of close to Halloween, believe it or not.
There you go.
I was cooking food as I normally do. All of a sudden, all the lights in the kitchen shut off. The only light switch in the whole kitchen is behind the rationale, or like the oven. That's the only light, and the only way to get to said light is to close the door and turn it off.
Okay.
So, I know not super scary, but it happened. And then a ghost burned down the restaurant during that time, too.
A ghost burned down the restaurant. Oh, yeah! By the way, it was a spooky ghost! Totally provable, I mean, by the way.
No, like, actually, though, every night, every other night or so, we would always see some random woman in a blue flower dress go from the, like, bar into the laundry room. And that, she never came out. When we opened the door, she wasn't there, obviously.
Washing.
What?
But yeah. So.
You might even file.
We believe that she burned down the restaurant. Definitely not someone who was incompetent at cleaning greasy rags. That definitely was not it.
Oh, I see.
And the dryers caught on fire.
Yes, it was a spooky ghost, wasn't it? This is ectoplasm.
Yeah.
It's ectoplasm everywhere. I was
downstairs in our basement getting like a bunch of like stuff from the dry storage.
I
was working with, he decided it was a good idea to wash his hands before leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like he, instead of turning anything off, he just went and washed his hands.
Maybe he was possessed.
He could have been the ghost for all we know.
But
I didn't see him after that night.
That actually reminds me, like, back when I was, like, one thing about our high school is there was a lot of rumors about what, because it's an old building, like, it's one of the oldest in the city. And during World War II, it was actually used as an insane asylum for a bit. Or maybe it was earlier than that, because the building was built in like the late 1800s. And we always heard about the tunnels underneath that led to like City Hall and another giant building nearby that was just as old. And in this one, in the AV room, you could actually go down to the basement and there is a sub basement, and there was actually access to it through the AV room. And one day, because the teacher was actually a pretty cool guy, we convinced him that we wanted to go down there and just shoot some stuff. So he gave us the key, and we went down. And we went down, and in the sub level, there was just a bunch of school stuff. And then we saw a door at the end, like another door, and we thought it was just another area of the sub level. Yeah. So we unlock it, and we go down, and the ceiling must have been like, I don't know, like 5 feet high. Like, you couldn't really stand up straight. Some of us were short because we're all kids, so it wasn't that bad, but it was like right to your head, right?
Yeah.
And just rows of cages, like just metal, like mesh, and no doors, but there's a chair in each one. And it was an entire hallway of this. And one of my friends actually got a picture of it. And
sorry, describe one more time, I feel like I misunderstood.
So imagine the ceiling's about 5 feet, and it's like a hallway that's maybe like, I don't know, like 10 meters wide. And on either side, you have chainmail, like, or chain link fence, and it's portioned out to individual rooms, and there was a chair in each one, and no door, just like an opening on each one. And one of my buddies, I remember he got a picture of it, and then we kept going. And then you get up to this giant brick wall, and it looked like it was just bricked over. But it was we still have that. I think my buddy still has that picture. I haven't talked to him in a long time. But that was one of the creepiest things I ever actually seen. So I don't know if there was tunnels, but we always wondered what that room was for, or when that room was used.
Yeah, that's where the bad kids go.
Probably. But yeah, that was always a fun place.
Cool.
Oh, thanks. That's good to know.
Yeah. I won't say where, though. No, no need to know. Yeah. Anyone else have any scary stories before I end this? An observation hall. Yes, an observation hall for the gifted ones.
Or conversion chambers.
What?
I mean, what are those?
Observation cages predating World War II. I'd like to look up more if that's an actual thing. But yeah. So I think, because it's getting close to midnight my time.
Oh, it is.
It is close to midnight.
It's a little close.
Close, like 4 minutes off.
4 minutes to midnight. Well, we'll ask. I guess we'll end on this. What's everyone dressing up as if they are dressing up?
I'm just going to wear a latex rat mask to work, just to scare my boss, and then wear kitchen clothes.
I'm debating between a Sith Lord elf.
A Sith Lord. So you just...
Why not both?
Right? Elves can be Sith Lords, too.
That's discrimination.
It's cold beard in the Star Wars.
I'm going to be a Sith Lord elf.
Oh, that's a good costume.
A depressed teen?
How do we know?
Oh, that's a great costume.
I feel like she'd be like a weird Asajj.
Oh, well, Jeremy, you are the one who gets to make these kinds of decisions, so.
Depends on which old one blesses you.
I mean, yeah, right?
I'm not sure what I'm going to be. I still have some time. I'm thinking...
You have 2 days.
At least I'm not being a fish.
I mean, what's wrong with being a fish?
Fish.
I mean, friends, not food.
I don't know what I'm gonna be. You know, I could make fun of my Dallas Cowboys and just be a failure and put a bag over my head.
Do it.
Aww.
Well, that's just normal for you, though.
Scorch.
But yeah, I don't know. Thinking one year, one of my favorite costumes I did 1 year was be a gentleman, wear my top hat and my full suit out, and I had white gloves and everything. But
I'd dig it, yeah.
I just got
all back. I don't know. I still can't think of one.
Dress of the night.
Oh, you could.
Yes, Sir Jeremy should.
But then that wouldn't be a costume.
Yeah, it would it be? It would be thine heritage. Yeah.
You've taken away a good costume from me.
I mean, but it isn't like...
Well, Jeremy, you could dress as a lord and make yourself feel more important. Just wear like a satin shirt and that's it.
It's nothing else?
Yeah, you don't wear clothes.
In the nice cold Canada winter.
That's the traditional part. That's how poor we are.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, I guess that was. I'm glad, you know, blah 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 blah.
I don't say blah blah blah.
Well, I think it's good.
Thank
there
you
though.
For watching the next story, you had nothing better to do.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But I'm glad you spent time here. Thanks, everybody. This is C4 Saravike, Insaniac Sir Jeremy, and Kiadin. The Villains Chalk Show. Remember,
Sarah doesn't exist anymore.
Remember to follow our social medias at justlikeness.com. Download the app. It's the only way.
Got lots of fun before YouTube videos from before early days.
May you be blessed with likeness.
And I do not stream or do any of that. I'm just here.
Get the app, justlikeness.com. Get the app, justlikeness.com. Join us.
Stop propaganda.
Jeremy.
What?
You're written down as Sir Jeremy.
As he should be.